I have now put on my Superman costume, and the phone booth survived. And I've already had a chance to tell you thank you. There's probably not a person in the room here who's not directly connected to someone who's serving in the military or have served yourself. So for that, I directly say thank you for your service. And thank you that you, true to the motto of the American Legion, are still serving America. Huh? Right? Thank you very much for that. Thanks for the great lunch. Thank you for paving the way for us to be here. Really appreciate that. I think about Charles Lindbergh as I stand before you today. Lindbergh was known for a lot of things not so positive during the course of his lifetime, but one of the things that stirs me about Lindbergh's story is, if you remember, he was the first person to cross the Atlantic in an airplane, right? Never been done before. And he was about 2 hours outside of Paris, and he was about to end his really world-changing journey. Not too many people do something like that that nobody's ever done before. And as he was considering the end of his journey, he wrote in his journal, that he wished that the journey wasn't going to be done. And he likened his experience of what he was feeling to how you might feel if you had climbed a mountain looking for a precious flower and realizing at the moment you finally get there that the plucking and the withering are inseparable. And he realized that it wasn't the finish line that was important, it was the journey. And so he wrote in his journal that it is a shame to land with a night so clear and so much fuel in his tanks. And as I look at the American Legion, and specifically the Legion Riders, American Legion Riders who are here today, I want to thank you for recognizing that you still have a lot of fuel in your tanks. And you still have a lot of opportunity to make contributions to the nation. And I want to acknowledge that still serving America isn't just a slogan. And my experience with you caused me to write the song that says, it's not just something that we do, it's who we are. Still serving America, it's who we are. And so thank you for being the message and not just saying the message. Really appreciate that very much. Tonight is going to be a great evening. Last night we were in Norfolk, Virginia. Norfolk, although they did make me an admiral in the Navy of Nebraska, so I guess y'all are looking at me like I'm out of my mind. They did. They made me an admiral in the Navy of Nebraska, which I'm not quite sure what that means yet. But we were in Norfolk, Nebraska last night. We raised about $4,500. Right? And I know you all have a goal here of $10,000, right? And that money will go to help ensure a college education, as you know, for young people whose parents have been killed in active duty on or after 9/11. And I think that's an incredible, important cause. Chances are you'll never meet the young person whose life will be deeply affected by the money that we'll raise this evening. Chances are you never will. Chances are I never will either. But I want to thank you for being willing to plant a tree under whose shade you'll probably never sit. That's a beautiful thing. I'm also grateful for the authentic experience I've had with the United States Army. There's a lot of branches of the service, and they're all proud. You know, The Marines, they say, we don't have contracts. We don't accept contracts, only commitments. Wow, that's great, you know. Used to be all that you can be, right? Join the army. Then it was an army of one. And I never really knew quite what that meant, you know. One purpose, one. So then I've changed it now. It's army, what? Army strong. I like that. And that's more than just a slogan. It's become a message to America. Not just about the physical, emotional, mental strength of our men and women in uniform, but about their purpose. And it's that purpose that brought me here with you. Because senior leaders in the Army, 3- and 4-star generals, said to me, a lot of people in the public don't believe that we have a bigger purpose than just the war, but we really do. We believe that we can be a tremendous resource to invest in communities, invest in young people's lives, to help them become stronger and make America a stronger place. Army Strong is about us. It's about our nation. And it's about connecting young people in relevant, sustainable ways with some of the most impressive physical, mental, spiritual, emotional individuals that you'll ever meet, the men and women that wear the uniform of the United States Army. And so they've allowed us to be out here. We've been in 10 cities, 10 major cities, but if you count the little cities we've been in along the way, last night we were in Norfolk, and today we're in Columbus, and if you count all the cities, and I bet we've been in 20 or 25 cities in the last 4 months. In maybe 40 to, probably around 40 high schools, middle schools, in front of some 50 to 60,000 high school and middle school students. In front of maybe roughly 100 to 120,000 individual people that have had what I had, an authentic experience with the men and women in the uniform that went way beyond one click deep on the internet reading a news story. That experience has changed my opinion. And that experience this last 3 months, 4 months has helped to change and shape everyone that we've encountered with a simple story that's easily repeatable and likely to be repeated. The U.S. Army cares about community and sees the value of investing in students, whether they ever wear the uniform or the Army or not, because it's good for our nation. Makes our nation a stronger place. We have other sponsors as well. We have some agriculture sponsors, a New Holland company. How many John Deere people in the room? Yeah? I never knew much about about New Holland until I started really looking around. New Holland's the largest farm equipment manufacturer in the world. Bigger than Kubota, bigger than John Deere. And they've made significant investments this last 2 to 3 years, working together with us to plant the seeds of values into young people's lives and grow great Americans. A lot of people think the American Legion, who's another sponsor of our tours, a lot of people think that's beer halls and baseball. I discovered the American Legion not only is the world's largest military service organization, as you know, but they sponsor 25,000 Boy Scout troops. Talk about a youth outreach. Have you ever heard of Boys State, Boys Nation, Girls State, Girls Nation? American Legion. If you ever got a VA loan, thank the American Legion. If anybody in your family was affected by the GI Bill, thank the American Legion. It's just amazing youth programs for the American Legion. And They've been a big part of helping connect us with communities and helping to continue to influence youth and communities. So it's been a great team of people out here, but without question, the U.S. Army's been leading the way in a way that's so powerful and strong. And it's no exception here in this community. I want to have you come for a moment, if you would, and just share a little bit with us about your perspective, about what we're doing here and why we're here. And please make him welcome, will you? Sergeant Eric D'Olivi. All right, give him a hand, will you?
All right, thank you, sir. I'm Sergeant Eric D'Olivi, originally from Houston, Texas. So I'm kind of a transplant to Nebraska myself. I've been up here for about 2 years now as a detailed recruiter. My regular job in the Army is airborne infantry, something that I deployed to Baghdad with before coming out here. I guess before I joined the Army, I kind of had the stereotypes about, you know, what you see in the movies. And that, you know, part of that was a draw, obviously, did the airborne infantry thing, volunteered for a, you know, something above and beyond, something that I knew I would enjoy doing. Once I got in, though, I started to see, you know, what it is that the Legion members see is that it is a community that you get involved in the military service. And afterward, you know, now back on recruiting, something a little more pedestrian, I have become a Legion member myself and gotten involved in, you know, doing speeches for Memorial Day or reaching out to the students and giving them a perspective of what it is that we do stand for through the county government days that we do here. Anyone in here involved in the county government days? Okay. Yeah, another great program where we actually, you know, sit down with all the mostly juniors, some sophomores, some seniors of the high schools in the area. So, you know, another great program. Appreciate all that you do, especially Legion Riders, the things that you do for, you know, fallen soldiers, fallen military personnel in general when they come back. You know, something that I've seen personally, and do appreciate that. I guess you know, that's mostly, you know, what I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, tonight is at Columbus High School. At what time?
7 o'clock.
Tonight's at Columbus High School at 7 o'clock, and I wanted to make sure I had my facts right. Tonight's at Columbus High School at 7 o'clock, and I want to encourage all of you not to come alone, but to load up the truck, the car, the wheelbarrow, the dump truck, the skateboards, the wagon, and the last year's Easter basket, and Santa Claus bag, anything you can tonight, because tonight we're going to be presenting to the community the program that we present to students in schools. And we were not given the opportunity this year to bring our school assembly program to your students. But we do want to give you a taste of what it's all about. And it's a beautiful opportunity tonight to bring some students. So to impact their lives tonight. So thank you guys for having us. Again, a special, special recognition for an organization that truly cares about community. Cares about our nation and cares about students, the United States Army, and the American Legion, and New Holland Tractors. God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk with you later. All right.